This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
As usual, we'll be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. We've got another story coming up in a couple of minutes about here's how to brag without making people hate you. For those of you who'd like to brag, please pay attention. Also, we've been asking you a question all the way through the show. We started off with, you know, if the boss was leaving and they gave you the opportunity to follow them, would you do it? And we asked, you know, what kind of opportunity would present itself that might give you that, you know, push to move you along. Let us know what you think. 018-789-8899 on Twitter and on Insta Story at BFM Radio. We'll get to some tweets. Do we have any? We do, right?
Yeah, so we've got this from at Rosini MR, who just says that it depends. Why is your boss leaving?
Well, maybe they're paying you more money.
No, but you don't know, right? So if you're, that's actually quite an interesting thing to bring up, is that if your boss is leaving because they don't like the work culture or they get better pay or whatever, that will impact your decision on whether or not to follow them.
Absolutely.
Like a sinking ship.
Yeah, don't know. We don't know.
We've also got something from Yuyus Nita Yusuf, who says, yeah, why not?
Yeah, so, why not?
Oh, that's casual.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's all we've got on Insta Story. But let's move on then. Let's start about this how to brag without making people hate you. Come on then, Arvind.
Yeah, so this came out in Time magazine, and they say that don't brag, first of all.
Okay.
But if you want to brag, at least the study shows that if you want to brag, at least have the goods to back it up.
Oh, okay.
Ah. So that's the number one thing.
We can make a list of people like this, can't we?
Oh, yeah. So there's this research that was published in the Journal of Self and Identity. It found that people respond better to modest individuals than to braggarts. But when people did boast, the study found that their self-promotions were received better by others if they were supported by evidence or some kind of external source saying that, yes, this person does this and this and this, and they're not just lying.
So that's why maybe on something like LinkedIn, mm-hmm. you have people who have commented and said, I've worked with this person and their work is as good as they say they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it's how every review system works, like for food, restaurants, clinics, wherever. So they say if you want to present yourself in a positive way and talk about your accolades, then it's really helpful to have external information of some sort of how good you are at something. People will like you even more if you undersell yourself a little bit and describe yourself in a modest way. So that's fine. But if you do have to brag, at least get someone to vouch for you, or at least let your actions speak louder than your words, is basically what it means. So this study was modeled after another study that was conducted in 1982 by psychologists Mark Leary and Barry Schlenker. And because they wanted to redo the experiment, because they say that people are showing high levels of self-esteem and narcissism nowadays because of social media. So they wanted to see if social media affects the way people brag about themselves.
Humble bragging.
Humble bragging. Yeah, especially that. So they conducted the study. The way they did it was they ran two similar but separate experiments. So study participants were presented with either a self-promotional statement, something like, I am better, I'm a better person to be friends with than others, or I am smarter than the other students, or a self-equalizing statement like, I am as good a person to be friends with as others, or I am as smart as other students.
Okay.
So these two statements. Next, some were given information that either corroborated or refuted that information, like another person's testimony or school records, while others were given no secondary information at all. The researchers found that people responded better to brags when they were accurate instead of false or ambiguous.
Okay. Isn't that common sense, though?
It is, no, because if you see people who brag, normally they will say, don't brag, right? They'll say it's bad. But if you notice, like in society, some people who brag and show off what they have normally attract a lot of people like magnets. Some people don't.
Okay. Go on, Chris, first.
First of all, the whole thing about social media creating higher self-esteem and narcissism, I think it's a weird one, because basically what I think social media has done is push self-esteem to each end of the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the higher self-esteem part. The other thing is that I think there's a difference, because if you're bragging about your accomplishments, you know, on Instagram, for example, you might be like, yeah, I worked really hard and stuff, and then you like post a picture of like your new car, for example, right? Mm-hmm. But are people flocking to you because you worked hard or because you have a fancy new car and now you're rich?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it really depends, I think, on how you frame that bragging thing. And also humble bragging, as Rich mentioned, is a really big thing with social media nowadays, where it's like, I'm not bragging, but also I did all these things, and also I'm great, so that's good. And that kind of weird language where you kind of subvert yourself before you brag is sort of like, I don't know how much that helps, and I don't know if they actually looked at that the way that we've kind of almost preempted our bragging with like, mm-hmm. oh, but I'm not bragging though. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, just a couple of few weeks ago, I posted a picture of a brand new Mercedes, mm-hmm. right? Beautiful shots, looks great, you know, and everybody assumed that the brand new Mercedes was mine. Mm-hmm. You know, you get paid a fortune for working on radio. I'll tell you now, we don't. But, you know, I had to then add in that in the comments, mm-hmm. by the way, I host a car show. This is not my car. Uh-huh. And the amount of comments I got before I said, it was ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and that kind of response to people are seeing, you know, fancy cars and big fat holidays and, you know, these really expensive meals. It's become almost the norm to the point, like what you were saying, Chris, it's gone from one extreme to the other, right?
Yeah. So the people who are doing it are having high self-esteem, but they're right. causing low self-esteem in other people.
Correct.
But I like that example because if based on this, on the study that they're doing, so in the social media context, if someone says, look, I'm a hard worker and I'm the hardest worker in the room, blah, 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 I hustle and this and that, but there's nothing to prove that, then they're bragging.
Mm. Right.
Then you see that they don't get enough followers because it's always pictures or posts about them doing some kind of hard work, but nothing to show for it.
Right.
Mm. But if someone says that they're hustling and they're doing this and that, they're working 24-hour days, you know, no sleep, and then at the end of that, they show that they're on a vacation or they've bought like a nice fancy car, you'll see that their followers spike.
That's, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right, so earlier on, mm-hmm. We talked about perhaps curating a list of people that yeah. belong on this list. Now, you go first. Who have you got?
So like good braggers or good braggarts?
Let's go with good braggers.
Yeah, so Gary Vee, we had an interview with him recently on the Morning right. Run, the Breakfast Grill.
Yeah.
He's one, he has like what, 3.2 million followers on Instagram. So he brags a lot about what he does. Even in that interview, when you ask him why he has so many followers, he says, because I'm an interesting person.
Right.
And I think that I have something to offer and I think that people want to follow me for certain reasons.
Right, so
fair.
Yeah.
At that point, part of me cringes.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. like you say, if you go through and you look at his Instagram profile and the work in which he does and how prolific he is,
yeah.
I have to bite my tongue and go, okay, it's interesting.
Yeah, so he's like interesting because at first I didn't like what he was doing because
right.
I was like, he's just talking and not going anywhere. But then I looked up his credentials and he has worked with like Coca-Cola, Nike. He does a lot of work for big brands and how they sell their stuff. So now I know that he sort of backs up what he talks about.
He puts his money where his mouth is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then the other one I have on my list is Dwayne Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, I think he's not even humble bragging, but he writes everything on his post about one of his projects, his Under Armour line or something that he's doing, but he backs it up.
Yeah, for example, you know, in Moana, Lin-Manuel Miranda actually wrote You're Welcome as a song for Dwayne Johnson specifically because he said that Dwayne Johnson is the only person that can sing a song about how great he is and people would actually believe it
yeah.
without feeling patronized.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's because people like relate to him and can see that he does work hard and put in the work and he has the proof
right.
in the pudding.
And I'm not a huge rock fan, mm-hmm. you know, Dwayne Johnson fan, but I saw a video recently of he was giving a gift to his stunt double.
Mm.
I don't know if you've seen this one.
Yeah, yeah. The SUV.
He's given him an enormous truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the guy's like, you've just given me a truck? It's like, yeah, you work hard for it, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay. I suppose if somebody is that good, you know, genuinely, okay, you've got my respect for that.
The yeah. Rock is solid, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
I'm not a big fan. I didn't spend like 20 years of my life watching wrestling or anything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Arvin's not at all biased.
Yeah,
he,
no.
He, mm-hmm. he's
don't know much
the
of his
rock.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how to smell what The Rock is cooking.
No, not right. at all. No. Is that a catchphrase or something?
No,
I
don't know.
Move on.
Yeah, yeah. So, and another one is Kevin Hart. So he's a comedian. He has that whole thing about where he brags about himself, but he does the work. So he, you know.
I'll tell you another one who belongs on this list, and I'm not so sure where to put him. Ricky Gervais, right?
Oh.
So Ricky Gervais is somebody who brags all the time to the point of it being irritating, right? He is well off. He is respected. He is arguably a comedy genius, but it does not make me respect him anymore.
Mm. Huh.
Yeah. Right,
but his humor is also
It's self-deprecating, but he's kind of gone over the point of being self-deprecating to being irritating.
I think for me, it's because he tends to be quite critical of other people as well, and that's where it gets me because he doesn't really have anything to back that up in a sense. So, for example, on An Idiot Abroad, he just kind of takes the
I love that show, though.
I love that show, but for me, it just feels really mean-spirited.
Right.
Because he's not doing any of the traveling or having any of the experiences that Carl Pilkington has.
Yeah.
And so he can't really weigh in on that. And to me, it comes across as really patronizing.
And then, exactly. And then there's a little bit in his latest stand-up where he talks about, oh, I come from a poor background, but maybe you should come and visit me in my Hollywood mansion and my new big house, several million pound house in London. My kid's going to grow up and not know where he comes from. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know how to take that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so on the list of people who brag and arguably don't have that much to show for it.
You had one name.
I did.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, not just because of how much of a braggart he is, you know, and to the point of I cannot take anything this guy says seriously, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this. But, you know, even to the point where if you look at when they were creating The Apprentice, the original series of it, and you go and you look at and you see his big swanky office and all of that and how many millions and he's got. When they talk about, yes, we created a new office for Donald Trump to make him look important because the one he was working in was horrendous and run down, didn't look very good. And they talk about how the wealth that he is purported to have is untrue. You know, all of these little things that become truths, and yet he stands there saying how good of a businessman he is and how good he is at this and how good he is at that. And then you've seen his tweets and whatever. It just instantly turns me off the man.
There's like a whole plethora of data that proves everything that he says untrue.
Yeah.
And that is really where that trust falls apart, really.
Right, yeah.
But also, if we're going by this, then if you look at the way he ran his campaign, he focused on the stuff that he did.
Right.
Like, he didn't focus on his political knowledge and stuff. He was looking at himself as a businessman, and he said he would run the U.S. as a businessman. So he showed... But he
has so many bankruptcy cases against him.
Which people didn't focus on.
Right.
So I think that's how he won, because, again, he was bragging about the stuff that he has, like Trump Tower. So that's an actual thing that exists, and people look up at them and go, oh, look, this guy has a building.
But no, that's the thing. It's just his name on it. It's not his building.
Exactly.
But no one else knows that.
And right. No one else knows that. Yeah, so for the people who did vote for him in like the red states and like the Trump states, they see these things as, look, he's backing it up. Mm. He has done the work, and he will run the country as a business.
See, and that's where this whole idea in this experiment is a little bit kind of flawed.
Yeah, wonky.
Wonky, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. So we got around that in the end, didn't we? We got to the end of it. Okay, right. That's all the time we have for that segment. We're going to move on. We're going to take a short break with some music from Jet with La Di Da. And then when we get back, our final story of the day is 3 reasons why great candidates are saying no to working for you. But we are continuing with the question of whether or not you would leave your job and follow your boss to their new job if the company came up. Let us know on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or get us on Twitter or on Insta Story at BFM Radio. 2 songs back to back, Jet followed by a bit of Cooler Shaker here on BFM 89.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.